Flint Creek had been taking care of the owl since September 8th.
We believe that he was hit by a car. He was found at an intersection of two rural highways, and he was just standing in a ditch near a light pole.
Dawn Keller, the founder of Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation, says she was skeptical about the owl ever being able to survive on its own because he had more than 120 maggots.
We also were concerned because so many of the maggots were in his ear. We wanted to make sure that he didn't have any compromise to his hearing, because obviously that's an extremely important part of an owl's ability to hunt.
But Keller says the owl made a full recovery and was released this past Saturday. Steve Miller, News Radio on 105.9 FM.